We are Finding Success, and we're here to help break that monotony of your life and help you find your own version of success. Welcome back to another episode with me, Alex.
And me, Adam. How you doing, mate? You all right?
I'm good, man. I'm good. How are you?
Oh, I'm living the dream.
Living the dream?
Living the absolute dream.
Why are you still in a hoodie? It's a beautiful sunny day out here in the UK. I'm in a t-shirt. Second episode in a row, I'm in a t-shirt. Let's go. Come on.
All right, big nuts. Jesus Christ. You know how I feel, mate. I'm not good when it comes to the cold weather.
The cold weather?
Anything below 18 degrees, I've got a jumper on. I reckon.
Really?
Yeah, mate. I can't do it.
When you travel, what do you set the aircon to in your room?
It's 21, 22.
Really?
Sometimes I don't turn it on.
Fair. Only because it's bad for you, isn't it?
Sometimes. Japan, I didn't turn it on.
Yeah.
America, I don't turn it on. Australia, I didn't turn it on.
You did?
Saudi, I didn't turn it on.
No, that's a lie. You must
not. Shag.
I'm telling you, you didn't, Saudi.
Saudi?
Yeah.
Our hotel was cold as balls. The
general air conditioning.
Yeah. So you walk into your room and it's cold. I just turn the aircon off and it's cold in the room. Bahrain's the same.
Oh, interesting.
So I just try not to have the aircon on at all. If I do need it on, then I will turn it on, but it'll be 22, 21 degrees or something.
I didn't have it on in Japan, but I think it's because it was first cold.
It was cold in Japan.
I know. A lot of people in trousers, weren't there?
Yeah.
Unbelievable. Not single sleeping bowls if they're doing
that. Nah. I don't like trousers.
No, I don't like trousers. But yeah, I didn't in Japan. Mainly because it was a very old system.
Oh, okay.
And I didn't trust it. Like, the first 2 days I had it on, I was ill for the rest of the week.
Yeah.
I just turned it off. I could only put it down to that. I don't know. Maybe it was a little bug going around, a little 72-hour bug, but I put it down to the aircon. Because I turned it off and I started sleeping better.
Yeah. But bear in mind, you've been in Bali, so you're in probably 30-degree heat as well. You're used to sleeping in that. Yeah. So
I'll tell you what, Bali was tough. Like, I had to, middle of the day, 1, 2 o'clock, I'd just go to the room in the aircon to cool down.
Yeah.
Have a good drink, get out of the heat stroke like phase or getting close to it, and then I'd carry on for the rest of the day. But as soon as you open your door, because it was a really interesting hotel in Bali, it was sort of like an open-air hotel. So, like, you just walk in straight off the street into reception. There's no doors or it's just a desk underneath the building. And you just go up some stairs and there are just rooms everywhere. You just go straight. As soon as you're in the room, they're in a locked room and it's aircon. But I just remember every time you'd open the door, poof, you get hit by that, like, humidity.
Cold, yeah.
Just, like, ouch. Yeah. Can't remember what we're talking about now. We were just talking about travelling.
Aircon, yeah. What were we talking about this week? Well, actually, I'll tell you. Tell me, Doz.
What are we talking about this week?
So, I had a conversation the other day. And we were speaking about money in general.
Money.
Now, this guy, he's a good friend of mine, but he has an expensive lifestyle. He likes to have the finer things in life. And it got me thinking, because once upon a time, we were like that as well. We had to buy the brands. We had to buy the nice shoes, the watches, the nice aftershave, the nice car, so on and so forth. We had to have a look about us that we felt comfortable in. Mm. Now, there is so many memes and pictures and so on and so forth going around social media about, you know, buy this, just makes you feel better. Buy these shoes and make you 2 inches taller and this, that, and the other, right? But 9 times out of 10, I watched a video and it was like a middle-aged man, 55, big as balls, getting out of a Bugatti Chiron in Monaco. And all he had on was swim shorts and a t-shirt in white and his flip-flops. And the bloke's like, it wasn't set up or anything. It was out of a hotel. That's a famous hotel.
Hotel de Paris.
Yeah, that thing.
The casino.
Getting out of there in his Bugatti and walking into the hotel. And it's like, if he doesn't really care what he looks like on a day-to-day basis, he's not going for a business meeting. He's not. Maybe he's just going to the hotel to sleep in, or, you know, maybe he's meeting his friends or something for an afternoon lunch. But he's not really worried about what he's wearing or what he's looking like. He's just chilling in his everyday clothes and stuff. Why should we feel the need to spend this amount of money on brands that we don't necessarily need? And that's how we sort of come off the brand of like being the brand whores. We're just like, right, well, a t-shirt's a t-shirt. It's black, it's white. It's, you know, doesn't have Versace on it or Gucci. It's just a t-shirt that we can use and wear. And we had this conversation, we continue going with it. And I'm like, I guess that means it's important to him. So then I put into perspective, like, perspective is it really important to you? Could you live without those brands if you had to? And he's like, yeah, of course I could. I'll just buy River Island t-shirts instead. And then I got into the fact of investing and stuff. And then we rambled on a bit. But the point is, money. We all earn money if you have a job. We tried to find ways of earning more money because we all like money. And we also like spending money, but we like accumulating money. Everyone does. If you say, oh, no, I do it because I love it. Yeah, I'm sure you love it, but you also like earning money from it as well. Otherwise, you probably wouldn't be doing it, right? So money is important to us. Everyone earns a certain amount of money a year, and we choose to spend it a certain way. The things we spend on have to be important to us because we're taking our hand into our pocket, taking out our money and giving it across. Or does it? The average person in the UK probably doesn't think about what they're buying or why they're buying it or how it changes their life because they don't have any rules around money. They don't have rules or reasons to buy things. They just buy them because they want them. The whole, we had a podcast a few months ago now about buying stuff and leaving it in a basket. And it truly, if you really can't stop thinking about it, then go and buy it. But 9 out of 10, if you go, do I really need it? Nah, I don't really need it. It's pointless. These pair of shoes don't really make my life any difference. So get rid of them. But I think we should all have money rules. And again, we've set so many examples of reasons to have money rules and why, and we can go into the little bank account structure splits in a minute. But I'll tell you what, how much money should we spend on living? This is rule number one. How much money should we spend on living? Roughly. Let's set up our bank account. How much money are we going to spend on living, roughly?
Ideally, less than 50%. Okay. But in these times, these tribulating times, or whatever you want to call them, you're probably looking around, let's say 60, 65%.
Okay, 60%. So we'll go 60%, okay? So you've gone 60% to live.
Of your income.
Of your income.
Like if you're earning salary. And
yeah. What are we going to spend on investing? Because these are things that are important to us now. Not to everyone else. This is important to us. This is what we're going to be talking about. How much are we going to spend on investing per month, percentage-wise?
You'd want at least 20, I think.
Okay, so now we're 80%.
Yeah.
So we've got 80% of
this
our...
This isn't working very well.
80% of our income gone. Bang, done.
Yeah.
60% on living, 20% on investing. Where's the 20% going?
For me personally?
Yeah, for you personally. I mean, these are your rules. This is you.
I thought we were talking about generic.
No, this is your rules.
Oh, well, I don't... my living costs less than 50%. My living costs... Well, I don't know what percentage-wise. It's less than 25%.
Yeah, banging.
It's bosh.
Yeah.
Okay, but let's just go from 60, 80. Okay. So 80 with 20% investing. It's going to be on... What counts as living?
Bills, food.
That's it?
Yeah.
No phone.
You can live without a phone. It's a luxury.
Haircuts.
You can cut your own hair.
I can't.
No, you can't. Haircuts is fine then.
I suppose investments in saving is coming under investments. Like
no, different.
Oh fuck.
Yeah.
Sorry, excuse my language. All right, so more for saving then.
Okay.
At least 10% for saving then.
Okay. Because remember, investing and saving is two different things.
And then the final 10%, I guess, would be... So you've done your saving, done your living. Would be luxuries.
Yeah.
Stuff like phones, stuff like Netflix.
Yeah. Meals out. Yeah. Social with friends.
Holidays.
Yeah. I'm about the same, okay? I'd go like, 60% living. It's not that, but it is. It could be around that. 20% investing, 10% saving... and the 10% to be a social person and actually enjoy life. But there's many people that have it completely opposite way around. They have pretty 60% living, pretty 80% living, and 20% enjoying life. There is no investing, there's no saving, there's no nothing. They're just living paycheck to paycheck, month to month, because they don't have rules around money. Now, rules around money are really important. Again, if you need to go and work out how to set your bank account structure, go and listen to previous episodes, there's loads in there. But I want to talk about things that define you for who you are and reasons to spend your money for why. No one needs 4 subscriptions to Netflix,
Disney, Amazon.
Don't need them. Paramount. That doesn't change your life. It doesn't improve your life. You could be a TV film reviewerist and you earn money off that, which is great.
Yep.
By all means, go and do it. But if it doesn't bring you an income, don't spend the money on it. Social, you can spend £5 a month on something, but you don't need it. Phone. No one needs the iPhone 15 Pro Max dinger fucking 25 million terabytes. All the you don't need it. But if it's important to you because you're social media, what I'm saying is you have to define everything that you do.
Okay. So
and we spoke about this literally before we come on this podcast. Yeah. you and me had a conversation about, I really want to dial in every single pound that I spend, and I want to find out why I'm spending it, how I'm feeling with it, and you've got a spreadsheet for it now that you're going to start entering stuff into. Because you want to understand where all your money is going, and for a social aspect, so you can save even more money.
Exactly. Or just control more money.
Control more money.
I've got a very good savings and investments, but I want to be able to control more to allocate it to other areas. Like,
this is the thing. Because that isn't necessarily so important to you, the saving money and allocating it into certain areas are. And I can guarantee you 9,000,000% that the area that you're going to allocate it into, is one of two things. It's going to be a house or it's going to be investments.
Yeah.
Because why?
That's important to me.
Because it's a money rule that you have.
Yeah.
The more reason that you're saving money to put in somewhere else is because you want to grow your wealth for the future, because it's a money rule that you have. Not that you've either thought about it as being a money rule, but you automatically do it because it is.
Okay, so these money rules, talk to me. How would someone that, how would you work them out? Even for me, how would I work out my money rules? Say if I haven't got them now.
So, I would start off with the five basic rules of money. Okay, now, we all know how money works. I said we've worked out, we've figured out, we earn money, you know, we come to our account and we split it in certain ways that we have already. 60% into living, 20% into investing, 10% into social, and 10% into saving. Yeah, investing, saving, social, living, right? So that's one. That's one area of money. Rule number one. We want to live, we want to invest, we want to save, and we want to have social, okay? So that's one side of our money. Well, or could it? Could it be? No, I'll tell you what. Living is one. 6% of that money is one.
Okay.
Investing is rule number two for us. Okay. This is for us, okay? Number three for me is going to be families and friends. Number four will be saving. And number five, I wrote it down somewhere, is a cash cushion. So there are five money rules for every single month I come into. That money comes in. That is a non-negotiable. That's what my money's going
into.
Right
up into these five areas.
Into these five areas. Okay. And that is my money pathways into my life, into my future life. Obviously, I've got a bit of social in there as well, but they're non-negotiables for me. Obviously, I have to live. I need a roof. Maslow's hierarchy of needs. I need a roof and bed. I need food on the table, right? Now, investing probably isn't on the majority of the UK's population money rule. It doesn't need to be because they just don't think of it. But for me, I understand that investing is a massive part of my future and it has changed my life drastically already. In the course of probably 3 years, 4 years, been involved with that, 5 years, maybe 5 years, probably now. Yeah. So that's big. So that's a rule for me. Families and friends. I mean, come on now. How important a family? We only have one family, right?
Amen.
And we only have a certain amount of friend groups, friendship groups.
True friends, yeah.
So spend the time with them. Go climbing. Go have a meal with them. Go and play pool with them. Go and
get some experience, life experiences.
Go to Bali with them. Go skiing with them. Go and do other stuff that you wouldn't ordinarily do, because their memories, which are also important. Hmm. Remember, those families and friends are only around for a certain amount of time. We only have, on Earth, on average, 71 years or something, right? Hmm. Now, yeah, I understand that investing is important. I understand living is important, but go and have fun as well, which is why I'm not going to be an Ebenezer Scrooge about life completely. But it's important, which is why I've allocated that fund. It's a holiday fund. It's this, that, and the other. Cash cushion. I want to live. I don't want to come up with my car breaking down. I can't spend any money on it because I can't. I've got to walk everywhere. I can't go to work. I've lost my money. I've lost my job. Game over. Bang. No. So I want to have a cash cushion for that reason. The understanding of it is you have to find out what is important to you, write rules around it, and stick to them. But the whole idea behind it is you need to truly think about what is important to you and stick to it. If expensive clothes is important to you, understand that. Go and do that. But limit yourself, not to the fact that you're up to your nuts in credit card bills because you want to buy a Gucci jacket that makes you feel good, right? That's no point.
So you're trying to find your rules should help keep you in balance almost. So
correct. That's the exact thing
I want. So say if I was into my high-end fashion,
you would
allocate funds to there, but you would also sacrifice more eating out, say, for example.
Yeah.
So it's about finding the balance of your life, what makes you happy.
For you, exactly.
Yeah, each individual person. So it is a very personal thing you need to do.
Yeah. Okay. But there's no, like, sit down. There's no, like, rule of me telling you what you can and can't do, or how money rules you want to use and don't use. Some people don't have family, some people don't have friends, but they have all this money that they want to spend on themselves. So go and spend it on yourself. I can't write these rules for you. But the main important thing, and the point I'm trying to get to, is it should be for you. Now remember, our lives, we spend, majority of people in the UK live paycheck to paycheck and spend every single day of their life, or majority of it, going to work and coming home in a boring, monotonous job that they hate. By listening to this podcast, by doing what we do, we're creating a piece of our life that we actually enjoy doing, because it's for us. It's one of our money rules. So find something that you enjoy and dedicate yourself to that. It doesn't have to be making money for yourself. It doesn't have to be investing, but it's something that you enjoy doing, which is why you allocate a portion of your income to that. On hobby, one of the easiest things you can do to allocate an income to, but to actually have fun, motorbike, for instance, it's just to get away from your day-to-day life. I'm not saying everyone needs to have that, but a lot of people do need that because it actually makes them enjoy life and makes life worth living. Family make life worth living. Friends make life worth living for. So sit down, just have 5 minutes to yourself after a day and just think about what is truly important to me. Is investing important to me? No, I don't need that in my life. I can't be asked. Fine. I'm not going to tell you to go and invest. You don't have to if you don't want to. But if it is, do some research on it. Motorbikes are the interest. Just have a sit down and think about what you want and write rules around it. But live your life by those rules. Because when you live your life by rules, you will find your life to be a hell of a lot easier, right? We're not talking about this. I can't remember the saying. But it's like soft minds, hard life. Hard life, great tough minds. I'm going to butcher it. I don't want to butcher it.
Oh, I'm not going to get it right either. But it's weak men create hard times.
Yeah.
Hard times create tough men. Tough men create good times. Good times create weak men.
Exactly.
And it's cycle that like cycle. That. but I think what you're trying to get is if you control your money, the money won't control you.
Exactly.
So if you're in control of your money, you're managing it and you're allocating it to things that bring you happiness and things that bring you peace, so on and so forth, you're going to be in a much better place. That discipline with your money will bring you much more happiness than it will do you just being free and doing what you want with it.
Yeah.
It's like training dogs. Like a lot of people think dogs are happier just doing what they want to do, like going crazy, sniffing everything they want to sniff. But actually a really well-trained dog that's like so obedient that you're its master, it's in love with you, all that sort of stuff, they're much happier because when they're told, be free, go and do your own thing, that's the best time in life. They get to play with the tennis ball. That tennis ball's the best thing in the world. And as soon as it's called back to go, oh, I've got a job to do, I've got to impress this person. You know, it's being disciplined is being free.
Yeah.
Like, do not succumb to, you're not being controlled by the world around you, you're controlling your world.
That's great.
So the same thing, I think if you
That's right.
use your money rules to control your world, you'll be a much happier, much more free person.
Absolutely.
Be able to do things you want. Say if you are into clothes, you are into super yachts, you are into holidaying around the world, skiing, snowboarding, whatever you want to do. Like if you have that discipline in day-to-day money rules, listen to your money rules, you can enjoy life much more.
Yeah, yeah, exactly.
Like, I've got a lot of Jocko Willink in my head, you know?
Willink
in my head. He's like screaming, just be disciplined.
Yeah.
And you will be free. You know what I mean?
And the reason you create rules behind that is to have that disciplined life. Simple. Perfect. I love the finish to that. That was brilliant. Anything else to add?
No.
Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, LinkedIn down below. Don't forget to rate, subscribe, and share this podcast. Help this podcast get out there, speaking up the world. Take care, guys. Have a good week. And we'll see you next time. Bye-bye.